Welcome back. It's Saturday and a new episode of the Four Corners Podcast. I regret to tell you this is going to be kind of the coronavirus podcast as far as the Four Corners. I thought we would catch up a bit on what's going on around here. The big news for Farmington in the Farmington Daily Times is that the Home Depot has been closed by the health department. Both Walmarts have closed at different times here. The coronavirus has been fairly rampant in San Juan County, New Mexico, and they do take steps from time to time to cut it down. Home Depot, I should note, has had two people die. They were back in April, I think. It's been some time ago. But two employees, a supervisor and one of their salespeople, workers at Home Depot, died from COVID-19. So they've now shut the store indefinitely for more cases among employees there. And that's it's a shame for anything to happen. But I'll tell you what, you've got to pay attention to this thing. It's not going to go away by itself. You know that. I'm going to be right back with a little bit more news around the Four Corners, and it's going to be some more about the coronavirus as well. Interesting thing about what's going on in Farmington is Farmington just barely missed the cutoff for the state's categories for what can open, have an indoor dining and that kind of thing. And the city people in Farmington and the county people are appealing to the state to find out how the numbers are counted, who among positive tests is included in the numbers. It's kind of interesting to me as a longtime advocate for public records that the local officials have to file a public records request with the state to get this kind of information. The mayor is saying it's not very transparent, and that's just ironic to me. But in the other parts of the region, Durango, heavy tourist spot, is under yellow restrictions in Colorado. That's some limited opening. I believe Archuleta County, which is Pagosa Springs, is blue, so they're in better shape up there. And elsewhere in the region, things are looking better these days. I'll get back with some more about the Four Corners and coronavirus in just a second. In San Juan County, Utah, the cases are dropping, according to the story in the San Juan Record. Bill Boyle coming down, it peaked at 296 in January and coming down quite a bit. The best thing, though, is the picture that the San Juan County Record has of a man on a bicycle. Cowboy hat, turquoise face mask, and it says a man in his 70s from Mexican Hat recently completed a 40-mile bicycle trip to get his vaccine. That's terrific. But it's also a shame that the fella had to ride 40 miles on his bicycle to get his shot. I assume he had to. It doesn't say who he is or why he rode on his bicycle, but it's a good picture, and it's a good story. By the way, I did get my first vaccination. Didn't have to ride 40 miles. Just had to stand in line in the gym at San Juan College for maybe 25 minutes, and then sit on the chair for 15 minutes to make sure that I didn't have any side effects. So it was all run very smoothly, well organized, very pleasant, plenty of people there to help. So kudos to San Juan County and the folks there that made that vaccine line happen very efficiently for me. Thanks for staying with us for a while here. I'm going to switch off, not talk about any more coronavirus stuff for this segment. I just want to come back to the San Juan Record for a minute. And as I've said before, this is a good place to get a perspective on the wilderness lands there, Bears Ears, Escalante Grand Staircase, that has been subject of some controversy nationally for several years now. And this column, Bill Boyle's column, Dusting Them In, gives the local perspective on what should and should not be going on there. And Bill's point here is that executive orders mean that things change every administration, back and forth. Obama greatly expanded the territory, the boundaries. Trump cut them way back. Now Biden is looking to restore these. So San Juan County, Utah is getting whiplashed by executive orders. And his argument is that let's figure out the best way to do, pass it through Congress, and make it work for everybody. Okay. Excuse me. There's a lawsuit going on, and Mr. Boyle says from his perspective, there's still the opportunity to take time and find a good long-term solution. Interesting thing to me is he notes that despite the fears of the environmental and tribal entities, there's been few, if any, attempts by oil, gas, and uranium companies to access the land. That's just not going on, the oil and gas exploration. And then on the other side, similarly, he writes, aside from a few locations such as House on Fire ruin, I've not seen significant impacts to the land by visitors. So, despite all the attention, it's an area that's still pretty ignored from everywhere else. Excuse me. So, thanks for listening to the Four Corners podcast on this episode. You know, if we ever need to get in touch, send me a note at barrynv@gmail.com if you'd like to hear more. And I'll be back with the Four Corners quiz. How about that? This will be episode 2 of our Four Corners quiz. Some trivia about the area. We have to have the answer from the previous quiz, right? What was the question there? Which state capital is the highest in elevation? You probably knew this. It shouldn't be too tough to figure out, but some of you may have been fooled in thinking it's Denver, the Mile High City at 5,280 feet, but no. We know it's Santa Fe, 7,199 feet, almost 2,000 feet higher than Denver. It's the tallest in the Four Corners. Of course, it's the tallest in the country as well. If you're curious, Salt Lake City comes in at just 4226 for the Four Corners. Phoenix is down there, of course, 1,086 feet above sea level. Elsewhere, close by, I used to live in Carson City, 4,802. That puts it there about third, I believe. And then Cheyenne, Wyoming, would be second at 6,063 feet. I'm sorry, Carson City would be, fifth, because it's behind Denver. So, anyway, clear as mud. What's the new question for episode 2? You know the Four Corners states, right? But do you know what two nations also have borders there at the Four Corners? Two nations also have borders there. What are they? We'll be back with the answer next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.